Welcome to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. The 46th installment of Sefer HaMitzvahs will be, once again, Positive Commandment 155, the commandment to make Kiddush on Shabbos. The commandment of Kiddush is derived from the Ten Commandments, where it is stated, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei, remember the Shabbos day in order to sanctify it. And as the Mechilta explains, you sanctify it by making a bracha, the blessing of Kiddush. The Zechira, the remembrance, can also be translated as a mention. One is required to mention the greatness of Shabbos and its holiness verbally. And this is the verbal Kiddush that we mention. This commandment to remember the Shabbos and to mention its holiness applies both when the Shabbos enters and when it leaves, showing that it is separated from all days of the week before it and all days of the week following it. The mention we make at the beginning of Shabbos is obviously the Kiddush. And this that we mention at the end of the Shabbos is Havdalah, which according to the Rambam is also a biblical requirement, that one must make Havdalah, the separation ceremony, in order to distinguish between this which is holy and this which is profane, this which is not necessarily holy, but nevertheless must be made holy as a result of its being affected from the Shabbos before. Although by biblical command it would be sufficient to make a verbal mention of Shabbos, which is actually what we do for the Kiddush on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, when one is unable to eat, one satisfies the requirement of Kiddush when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos by making only the verbal declaration, since obviously one cannot eat or drink. However, by rabbinic decree on any Shabbos except for when it turns out to be Yom Kippur, one is required to make Kiddush on wine. Great efforts were always made by our sages in order to ensure that they would be able to make Kiddush on wine. The story is told in the Talmud of Rav Zakkai. Rav Zakkai was extremely old, and his students once asked him, what did he do to merit such longevity? And he answered several things, among them that never once in his life did he miss Kiddush. Once his elderly mother, seeing that there would be no wine for Kiddush that Shabbos, sold the hat from her head and used the money to buy Kiddush. And our sages say that when she passed away, she left 300 barrels of wine, an enormous amount of wine, over to her son, which later she merited to and was blessed with as a result of her self-sacrifice for the mitzvah of Kiddush. And our sages continue and say that when Rav Zakkai himself passed away, he did not only leave 300 barrels of wine, he left 3,000 barrels of wine to his children. Again, as a merit and a reward for his care in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. The details of this commandment, the Rambam concludes, are discussed in the end of the tractate Psachim, as well as in Brachas and Shabbos. As we mentioned in yesterday's portion, an essential part of the Kiddush is the meal which comes immediately following it. As the phrase goes, Kiddush b'makom suda, that unless one eats something, some mezonos, some grain product, or bread immediately following the Kiddush is invalid. One has not fulfilled the mitzvah. An essential part of this enjoyment of eating on Shabbos is the Shabbos candles, which has been handed over to Jewish women as one of their special commandments to keep. Many reasons are given for the Shabbos candles. One of them, in order to keep peace in the house, by ensuring that things will be visible and should not be stumbling blocks to people. However, we say the blessing on the candles which are on the table upon which we eat, since they add to our enjoyment of Shabbos, since the additional light gives us the ability to fully enjoy the food. We see then that the Shabbos candles are indirectly connected with the Kiddush. They're even directly connected, as the custom is that before a person makes Kiddush, he stares into the Shabbos candles. At the beginning of the paragraph by Chulu, and so too the Ben Ish Chai says, that according to Kabbalah, one should be careful to always make Kiddush in the place where the Shabbos candles are. the brightness and holiness which a Jewish woman has the power to draw into her home through the Shabbos candles can be done in other ways also through her careful observance of Shabbos. The story is told about the granddaughter of Rav Yaakov Emden, who always was very careful about observing the Shabbos. On one Friday morning, when she went shopping for her Shabbos food, she found a particularly delicious-looking fish, which she bought, in spite of its tremendous cost, in honor of Shabbos. And after she bought it, she prayed to Hashem and said, "Master of the Universe, since you have given me the chance to buy such fine food, can you please send me a holy guest on Eirach in order that he should come to Shabbos and also be able to share in this food?" And sure enough, later on in the day, a carriage stopped in front of her house. And the person was an obviously of saintly appearance. And in fact, he was the father of Reb Michal Zlotchever. And although he did not notify anyone of who he was, everyone certainly was honored at his presence, since he was obviously an extremely holy person. And he stayed there during the Shabbos and spent the entire time there. However, being a great mystic, this Reb Yitzchok, who was the guest, wondered and asked in his own mystical way to the heavens for what purpose he had been brought to this house. Perhaps there had been sparks of holiness there which needed to be elevated. Perhaps there was some other Kabbalistic reason or some inner reason why he had been brought there. However, he was immediately told that the reason was actually quite simple, that her sincere prayers had been answered in the heavens, and since she had asked that a very, very righteous guest should be brought to her for Shabbos, her prayer had been answered. And therefore this Rav Yitzchak, who was a very high and holy soul, had been sent to her house for the Shabbos. When the Shabbos concluded and Abdullah was made, he prepared to leave, and everyone came to see him off. However, before he left, he asked to see the lady of the house, and he asked her to, "Please, I have one favor. Please don't pray again like that to the heavens, because you should realize that I was at a very great distance, and simply because of your prayers, I had to come all of this long way, simply in order to spend Shabbos by you. If you want to do me a favor, please do not pray in such a manner the next time, so as not to inconvenience me and take me away from my own community for Shabbos." Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvot. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichas in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.